And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
Stop! This is Punky! This is Punky!
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
And if you were hearing very closely, you'd have heard me say hello in Russian. Or yes, or something. Da, what's that? Is that yes in Russian?
That's yes, isn't it?
Da. Yeah, I've just said yes in Russian. Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And somehow we've got microphones.
We have headphones. And headphones.
But now everything's too loud.
There's always a problem.
And there's one thing we're missing out on in what's this that? Here Punky Treehouse.
What?
Kendall Mint Cake.
Oh.
Fuck me, it's cold in here.
It is, isn't it?
Have I said who I am yet?
No.
I'm the award-winning Paul B. Edwards.
I'm the award-winning Tony Hearn.
It's a fortnight before Christmas.
It is.
Kind of. Or kind as of we make it, it is.
Week and a day.
Yeah. No, is it all?
When the show comes out, but... It's a week on Tuesday, so it's today's Sunday.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Week of 2 days.
Today is Sunday. Oh, wow. So it's actually 9 days away then.
Yeah.
And I've got a story about me doing some Christmas shopping later on in the show. Christmas special next week. Little link. This is the Needles. Their last gig's on the 22nd, which is this Saturday.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
Yes. So if correct. You do get the chance, go and see the Needles this Saturday in wherever they're playing. I don't have the information to hand.
Can't remember.
MySpace.com/the Needles, I think, just to check them out.
Yeah.
We've had a word of the week through from John out of the Bleach Boys.
All right.
Who we're playing on our Christmas show.
Nice.
Right. And this is it. Kipper Liquor. It's kind of, you know, it's been done, but in this instance, he's open brackets, someone male or female who gets on down, no matter how rancid it smells, open close brackets. So, yeah, if you know someone who will basically go down in any conditions, they are a kipper licker. Fair enough, isn't it? Nice. Hey, all you kipper lickers out there. Let's go. I imagine there's quite a few in Fishtown.
I imagine so.
Yeah, yeah. And Grimsby. So yeah, I'll better play the first song. We got loads on this week. I've got a big surprise for you, Tony.
Have you really?
And it's not in my trousers.
Oh, thank God for that.
No, I've just got a big surprise for you. You're not going to like it.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Going to go, oh, Paul, what have you done now? Okay, well, I've done it.
Oh, okay.
First track is by a band called the Dagunda Brothers. Or the Dagunda Brothers, depending on where you're from. Or the Dagunda Brothers. We played Twisty Pants by them before. And this time it switches off the album Can You Dig the Dagunda Brothers, whatever you want to call them, really, Dagunda Brothers. And we're going to play the first track off the album this week. The album's going 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 8, but the album's got lots of tracks on. I believe it is for purchase. They have a MySpace page, Tony. What I would like to know is, what is the Dagunda Brothers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Dagunda Brothers.
How are you spelling it?
Dugunder.
Oh, bollocks, yeah. Well done. Tony won. Probably be in the internet now. This is no time. We'll be right back. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed.
Wow.
The Dugunda brothers.
Yeah.
That was a frightful piece of luck, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, what I was saying was, right, off air, there's this extra information bit. It's just down the bottom, randomly. You fill in all these questions. It's dead boring.
You are king of random.
And then, way. And then down the bottom, it just says, any extra information we should know about.
Yeah.
And I put things like, my first hamster was cooked by my mother. just nothing to do with it at all. Nothing to do with what I just answered. Just said extra information.
Right.
I gave them loads. Africa has the same surface area as the moon. You know.
Okay.
They asked for extra information. They didn't specify it had to be pertaining to something or other.
It's their own fault.
They just said, what other stuff do you know? I told them.
Right.
I'll try and remember some of the other things that I came up with. The rest of you lot out there in podcast land don't know what we're talking about. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You'll find out what it's all about. I'm just tickling you. Hey, it's MySpace. MySpace latest comments. Didn't do these last week. And it's one of the reasons we haven't had as many comments in as usual is that I've not been as good at adding people, what with me being obsessed with poker on Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
I've added 60 people today that had put in friend requests for us.
Blimey.
So I'm expecting quite a few comments. But anyway, we have had some. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. It remains a great way to get in touch with us. And I'm coming back to MySpace, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spending slightly more time on it again. So if you do use MySpace, do get in touch with us. It's still the best way to get in touch with bands,
yeah,
I've found. And I still love it. I know you don't like it. I still love it.
Fuck MySpace.
You get a bit more spam on it than you used to, but I've learned to delete that, and I'm ruthlessly block users that don't change their passwords.
Yeah,
that's my latest thing. Anyway, now this one's about the interview with Pip from the Grindabats, and this is from Little Joe, who runs the Alcoholic Rats site, and she loves the Grindabats. She's entered the Grindabats competition for a t-shirt. I'm amazed she hasn't got one.
She must have.
She's not won it. She's not won it. I pulled it out of the app, fair and square.
Good.
She didn't win it. I thought. But the email she sent, she's done it all right. Going about his competition, sent it to the right address. He said, oh, Paul, you knew I'd enter this, didn't you? And I thought, well, no, I didn't. I thought you'd have a Grindabats t-shirt and badges and all that. But anyway, great show badges. This week, meaning last week. Loved the interview with Pip. God, I know this is a fortnight ago. Loved the interview with Pip. God, I nearly wet my knickers just at the intro. Crikey. I think that's him saying I'm Pip from Grindabats and you're listening to Punky Radio.
Wow,
she's cracking one off before he's finished the sentence. We'll listen in next week, but why not go the whole hog and play a track from Get Around and Powder Keg the week after Little Joe. They're the two Grindabats albums that I haven't got.
Oh really?
Yeah, so I sent her a message going, I haven't got those. She sent me one back going, I was only joking, chill out. I was only saying I haven't got them. Hi, I have just published a website that you might like, dedicated to the Titty Shaker 45. Check it out at tittyshakers.com, The Rubber Room. The reason that I'm reading that out is I've been to the Rubber Room night in Nottingham. And it is a fantastic night out.
Keep meaning to go. It's first Friday or something, isn't it?
Something like that. I now can't go.
Yeah.
Is it on a Friday or Saturday? I don't know. I had a rare night off and I went there anyway. But they're all into sort of garagey 50s-60s stuff, and I know that tittyshakers.com isn't necessarily something we should be pushing, but hey, wait for what I'm going to be talking about later on in the show.
Oh no.
But I've checked the website out, and there's music on there. It's basically garage 60s garage music. It's really good. I've listened to some of it. There's a few pictures of kind of burlesque ladies as well. It's not porno or anything.
No.
And it is a good site. They were right. Thank you for posting it, Rubber Room. And one day I'll get back to your fabulous gig in Nottingham. Great show, lads. Been listening for nearly a year now. I've got to agree with Paul on how Ace Home Bargains is, though. I was there again today.
Oh.
It's the only place you can get Bollywood action men for $6.99. I know what I want for Christmas. Phil. And I might as well reveal now that Phil won the Grindabats competition.
Okay.
Pip lives in LA, and Phil, you'll be getting your t-shirt very soon.
Oh, very nice. Well, done.
Well done. And we will be playing more of the Grindabats in the new year, which isn't far away now.
Cool.
Also, in Home Bargains today, there's a Robin Hood figure, brand new one, talking 5 different phrases.
Yeah.
And he's got a sabre. He's got your whatever it is.
He's got a lightsaber.
Eastern Turkish. No, the Turkish
sword. Yeah.
Sabre. Yeah, a sabre. And he's got a bow. And he's got a little knife and that. And he says things like, trust me. Which is one of the things he says a lot, isn't it?
Trust me.
Trust me.
He's, I don't watch it.
Oh, it's fucking great, man. Love it. You should watch it. Because, like, the Bunky Treehouse is in it nearly every week.
This is true. It's nice to keep on local events.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's really like, it's just like reading the Nottingham Evening Post.
This is true.
So, Phil, I will get your T-shirt to you at some point. I'll probably post it about the same time as I post the Slow Burning Car and Beach Lap Barbie stuff, which I still haven't done yet. Oh, I can blame it on Christmas Post for the next 2 months, though. So
do it.
Shouldn't have told him I won't post it. I haven't posted it yet. Sorry about that. Gooper, Gooper. Cool, blimey, Mary Poppins. Thanks for adding me. I've enjoyed all of your punky deliciousness since being turned on to you punk tards by Total Talk Nonsense, Gore Blimey Governor. Great show and great music all in one tasty package. Oh well, by Jove, pip pip cheerio, a poog, Johnny Ghoul. Huh. I think he might be American.
Maybe.
I might read that out again in proper American.
Chim-chiminy.
G. Oopa. Punky. Long time no speak or listen. I'm ashamed, but to be fair to me, I've been off at school trying to look all clever and that. Thought I'd send you guys a note so you don't miss me too much, Lee. Eep, mustache, Lottie. Eep, the new word for you guys when in front of small children. That girl. Eep, I'm never in front of small children.
Blimey.
Anyway, that's it for MySpace. Thank you all very much. Please do continue sending me myspace.com/punkyradio. Tony, podcast alley, sir.
Yes. Please, if you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you wish, because we'll read out the best comments. And do vote for us. We need your votes and your comments. And don't forget to vote for your favourite band in the comment. From each show. Thank you. Here
thank
at the top,
you.
Few comments.
And Chantel, stop telling us off. I think it was Chantel.
Why?
Well, yeah, I think it was Chantel, one of the Canardon Arden Ardens, said stop begging for podcast alley votes.
No.
No, never.
There you go.
We like them. Please do vote for us.
Ask you to do much. One little thing. Punky Radio. Pretty damn punky. But where are the Married to the Sea plays? They get more awesome by the minute. Check out their MySpace. See you Saturday, Paul, and all power to your pod.
Yes, we do have to. I have said Married to the Sea, one of the blokes that are Married to the Sea is dad.
Right.
Come, I think it's his dad. It might be his granddad.
Really?
No, it's his dad, I think. Must be his dad. Might be his granddad. I think it's his dad.
Okay.
Comes to my comedy shows.
Okay.
Really nice fella. And they were in a band called, he was in a band called Milk, and they actually gave us some stuff to play. And it was entirely unsuitable.
Right. Okay.
And I did say to him, I said, yeah, it's nice and all that. Entirely unsuitable. They've been on Janice Long.
All right.
Her husband was furious. No. They've been on Janice Long on Radio 2. And that. They're a good band, this new on Married to the Sea. But until I get something suitable enough for Punky, although saying that, the song I'm going to play next, you're not going to believe. But until
okay.
I get something suitable enough for Punky, we're not going to play them, but we are going to play them, and thank you very much for voting, because I didn't know you did.
Okay,
thank you.
Right,
so that explains that.
Thank you. Punky Rocks, and that's from Debs 1 Nicholas. Thank you for that. I don't think I've heard you before, so thanks for voting.
Well, yeah, but you know what, that's brilliant, because she comes to my comedy club in Hitchin.
Oh, you're joking?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's Debs with the puppies. I don't know where they're.
Oh, voting. Really?
She sits on the front row with the puppies out. Yeah.
Nice.
Just on the off chance the comics would mention them. I think she's a bit of an attention seeker.
Oh, really?
And her dad was my economics teacher. Well, he would have been if I'd done economics. He was the economics teacher at my school. Very fiery. I sometimes thought he may have had a bit of a problem with his blood pressure.
Really?
Very, very scary man, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Very scary man. Good teacher, apparently, though.
I dare you to read this out.
Oh, I dare you.
Because nothing's here. Well, now there is. Shit, Spike. Always looking. That's Ben Pearson, which
right.
is Spike.
This is all a bit odd, because...
Oh, is he a comedy club?
No.
Oh.
He's one of my students.
Oh, dear.
He's one of my students, Ben. He's good, actually. He's one of the better ones.
Cool.
He has some good lines. Good jokes.
Canardon's Rule, Gerald Brooks.
Keeps nicking me fags, though.
No.
Goopa. Gerald Brooks. I've got
Gerald Brooks, yeah.
See, the only Gerald I know used to be the drummer with the Bleach Boys. This is all sounding a bit like Paul's just phoned his mates up, isn't it?
He's from Canardon, so that's all
oh,
right.
Oh, right, okay, that's a different Gerald.
Goopa, a little something special. A sparkle in the eye of the great mud monster of life. A joy, a present sent from cottages and lodges around the UK. Some Loomba Troop.
I'm not laughing at that.
Loomba Troop. Last vote, last one.
Oh, sorry. He's a...
Is he going to come to a club?
He's a new addition to Facebook. No, I think he's from abroad somewhere.
Ah, okay.
But we're from abroad, if you're from abroad.
This is true.
Yeah.
You're from Europe.
No, I'm not. What did you say? Who's from Europe?
Joking.
Don't you ever say that to me again.
Vote. Here's the first vote I've given you in over a year. Yes, I'm a smacktard. Laptop hates podcast alley. Now, please quit begging. My favourite band you play will be Sub. Play some more of them. Okay? You guys rock, but the Facebook messages are annoying.
Oh, that's the thing. She's getting annoyed with the Facebook. Oh,
so tone is a div.
So, yeah.
So that's Santana, is it?
What Facebook messages? Is she saying she doesn't like my hilarious met randomly? Is that what she's saying?
I think she's saying we spam her saying vote.
Oh, okay.
Those ones.
I think once a month.
Can I?
Grow up, woman.
Gee,
and do your canards on iTunes. Hey, do you know what we're listening to at the moment? Have you guessed it yet?
No.
Can you guess what it is yet? Next up on Punky this week. Duran Duran. What I want to know is, Tony, I don't want to know the MySpace page. Right? Don't want to know the MySpace page. I want to know the website for Ariel Cybergal, who is publicising. She's a fantastic publicity company. She sends us stuff through all the time. I've never played any yet. But he came through and said, you can play Duran Duran if you like. I went, yeah, all right, fuck it.
No.
Yeah. This is their latest single, isn't it? Falling Down.
Okay.
What is her website?
AerialCybergirl.com?
No, AerialPublicity.com. Tony won, Paulie beat the internet one. This is Duran Duran, Falling Down.
Once was a man who consumed his place and time. He thought nothing could touch him. But here and now it's a different story.
Tony, Duran Duran, Falling Down. What do you reckon? Can't quite believe
it.
They're pod safe. start. It makes sense. They're trying to get into a new generation.
Hey, it's nice for the old bands to actually appreciate the Pod Save thing.
Yes, Susie Sue. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, Susie Sue. Bad Susie Sue in your bed.
It does work.
But yeah, the thing is that that is not, obviously that is not a track we would normally play on Punky.
No.
But if you do listen to their first album, it's kind of got a bit of a punk funk thing going on. Girls on Film is a good song. Careless Memory. Is it Careless Memory?
I don't know.
The Careless
one.
Memory.
I think I know that one.
Better than Falling Down. Anyway, this is off this is off their new album, and it's like a nice, slow, funky. I think it's a funny time of year to bring it out. I think it's a bit of a summer track.
Yeah.
Really. But anyway. Okay. I'm just pleased that we played them. Because loads of people just turn their nose up at them and that, and you go, I don't mind revisiting the history. And if there's a whole new generation of people that get into them and then go back and listen to their early stuff, I like their early stuff.
Yeah, I quite like them.
It was cool.
This is not Spandau Ballet, would have been a lot worse.
And here's an interesting, yeah, but their early stuff was fucking great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. All the old Kilt phase.
No, the Kilt phase was alright. It was after that it went wrong.
Oh, really?
It was all that fucking So True nonsense. Until then, when they were doing chart number one, I don't need this pressure on. Work till your muscle bound. That's fantastic. And cut a long story short, I lost my mind. You know that one? That's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Yeah. Can't take the piss out of either band, really, from where they started from. And they both started their own. Anyway, it doesn't matter about this. This is the Cemetery Surfers. The long and the short of it is Jeff Ugly Shoes, who will probably be tearing his hair out hearing me going on about how I like Joanne and Spandau Ballet. But yeah, I thought their early stuff was all right. Decent amount of new wave. Punk rockers turning it in their graves because they think new wave killed punk. Fuck it. Doesn't matter, really, does it? If it's good and I like it, it's on.
Fair enough.
Everyone else can piss off. So anyway, what am I supposed to be doing now, I wonder?
Don't know.
Hold on.
What do you want to do?
What? Emails and messages. I haven't got any. Tony, you got a twat?
I do, yes. If you have a twat,
I will tell you about something else in a bit, though.
Okay, if you have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Always need new twats.
Always needing
always
twat.
Always new twat. For the new year. So get them
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Get your 2008 in twats now.
Yeah, you could be the first.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool? Should we sort out some sort of a prize for the first twats of the new year?
I'll make it a good one.
Right, and what we'd also like for later on in the year, because we won't get these out because they'll happen on New Year's Eve, we want New Year's Eve twattery.
Yeah.
Let's make it 2 or 3 weeks into January.
The biggest twat from
New Every
Year's
single
Eve.
Person who does something stupid on New Year's Eve, phone Tony, you can all be twats.
Yeah, self-twat yourself.
We'll do a twat special.
Yeah, okay.
You and your mates, New Year's Eve twattery.
We
never done
New
that before.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. Oh, we would. Yeah. Okay.
And should you go and reclaim a kitten whilst pissed, let's have some New Year's Eve twattery in the cattery. That would be a very popular place for kipper lickers.
Okay. Yeah, so you do email your twats to me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week's from Gerald Brooks, the Carnarvon we just mentioned before.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it?
God, it's like a big family. Hey, Tony.
I'm hand jiving, by the
way. You are, you do, and it's lovely. Hey, Tony, I've got a twat for you. Possibly the biggest wank stain I've ever known.
Oh, here goes.
His name is Rob Bazinet, and he's the bar manager and head of security at a bar I used to work at in London, Canada, in Ardner. I worked at
London, Ontario.
Yes. I worked at the bar for almost 2 years, and the entire time I had to listen to this racist, sexist, homophobic smacktard talk about how great he was and how many underage chicks he could pick up.
Uh-oh.
The guy's in his 30s and spends most of his time at the bar hitting on 16-year-old emo chicks. He's pretty much universally hated by all who know him.
Sounds like me.
And he's nothing more than an abscess on the pimple of life.
Is this about
it
me?
Is you.
Is this about me?
So for being a complete and utter jack-off and basically just polluting the gene pool, I nominate Rob Bazinet as the twat of the week.
Rob Bazinet, that name sounds familiar.
Sounds like a politician.
Yeah, but...
Or he should be.
Yeah, but there's another Bazinet knocking about.
Is there?
Yeah, there's something to do with this show as well. They've been involved before. I hope it's not him.
Don't think it is. So.
Anyway,
no.
Are we ready for the pause?
So you ready?
Yeah. All right then.
So, Rob Bazinet from London, Carnarvon,
is a twat.
Thanks for that, Gerald Brooks.
I think that we got a bit of echo on the twat there. Was that just in my headphones?
Maybe.
My superior headphones?
Well, they're all right. They're not bound together by elastic bands and tape.
They're superior.
I'll give you that.
Are these almost the same pair that you've got, in fact? They look very similar.
They look quite similar, yeah.
Hang on a minute. Let me have a look at that. No.
These are Sony, I think.
They look slightly better. Are they Sony?
No, they're Philips.
Philips.
You should give them back to him.
My microphone's Philips.
Is it?
I should give back to him. No, they are the company, the Dutch. Yeah. That's why Betamax didn't stand a chance,
right?
Because it was Holland against the USA, wasn't it? Basically,
it was a superior format.
Betamax v VHS. Betamax was better,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
but they were too stoned to market it properly.
That's right.
Too busy shagging.
Nice.
Sure, we'd like to market it, but we got our cocks in too many prosies' mouths. Pass over the joint, Johan. I think I'm going to wear wooden shoes.
Amsterdam happy days.
It was an Amsterdam good time. It was an Amsterdam good time. Now, what was I going to talk? Maybe it's something I was going to talk about now that I was going to talk about in a bit. No, let's just play the next song.
Yeah.
We don't have to be 1.25 hours every week, do we?
No.
No, sir.
Let's try for the 60 minutes.
Right, and so seeing as we played Duran Duran last...
Oh, dear.
The Amphetamines.
Hey!
Back on track, I reckon.
I nearly saw them.
You did nearly see them.
Happy days.
Yeah, it's a shame they're on so late. Was that the 12 bar?
The Saint Moritz Club?
Saint Moritz, sorry.
In Soho, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Was it on before midnight?
On Water Street.
That's the one.
There's an A-bomb on Water Street.
Cool.
Jam. How did you hear about them? Was this something to do with the German bird got you into these?
Yep. She suggested them.
Fair enough.
She asked them to send us a CD and then I asked them.
Yeah, which made me think they were German. But they are in fact Scottish.
The sweaters, yeah.
Yeah. Look at you being all rude about our friends across the border. Anyway, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/amphetamines music.
No, MySpace.com/meanies music.
Oh.
Poorly beating internet too. Tony won.
So close.
This is from the album, Now That's What I Call The Amphetamines. Now, we've got two of their albums, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't know what order they came out in. I think this might be the first album. Anyway, wow, I'm good. We're playing the title track off this.
Are we?
I think, yeah. Yeah, we're playing the title track. It's called Dutch Courage.
Nice.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Hey.
Oh, I'm good. I'm really, really very good. Right, this is it, Dutch Courage. Be there with you now instead of drinking till I can't speak. That is the amphetamines. That's the infat. That's the amphetamines. Nearly tone. Nearly.
Very, oh, so
that
close.
Is the
so close.
Amphetamines, and that is just a button I didn't need to press. I wonder what I've done there. Oh dear, I don't like it when I press. I don't like it when I press the right buttons. I'm all, I know how to press
you
the
hate
right
buttons.
I know how to push the right buttons. There's one I like. Jensen.
Good
or Cadbury's.
And that's mine.
That's your favourite button, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. So, what's the name of that album, Tane?
Again? That's what I call the Amphetamines.
Great album, isn't it? That's
it
a
is.
Really good opening
song.
Track.
Remind
it?
Me of that Inspired Carpets with that.
Saturn V.
Yeah.
You're on about Saturn V. Are you on about Saturn V?
Yeah. I am yes, I am.
Well, actually, most Inspired Carpets songs had that in.
But that's exactly the song I'm thinking of.
Was it Saturn V?
It was like the lead keyboard with him, wasn't it? In the Saturn V.
Yeah, all right, but it was also in Joe. One of their best songs is called Joe. That's why I'm Joe. That's good, yeah. And it also that keyboard sound is also reminiscent of the Fuzz Tones.
Wow.
Yeah. And action speaks louder than words. I'm getting carried away here. So, Tony, right, I'm now going to tell you about our friends at GoDaddy.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact that you haven't visited their site or checked it out yet, which is disgusting. They've been, you know, they've been our friends for quite a while now. And Tony, I'm telling you now, 2008, new broom, you're taking over the responsibilities here.
New broom?
Yeah, you're going to be doing this bit.
Okay.
I've had enough of it.
Fair enough.
I've had enough of it. I've done it every fucking week for 14 months.
Probably.
Something like that. 14 months. Even when I had no voice, I was doing it. Even when you could have been helping me by doing it, I was still... That reminds me, actually. I think we ought to redo the starts to the shows we've got going on now.
Right.
Now that my voice is back.
So you go, Punky.
Yeah, it's Punky. So we'll do a new live from the treehouse, yeah?
Okay.
In fact, we may already have done it. You may have heard it at the start of the
Possibly,
show.
Possibly, yeah.
Anyway, Tony... Just in case you and the good people out there in podcast land haven't had the chance to check out GoDaddy.com yet, let me tell you about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate.
And which does continue to improve. I can't wait
to
go.
What is it now?
By the time I go to LA next March, I'll be able to buy it. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That's such a business trip for me, I've just realised. That's where Podshow are based in LA, aren't they? Are they?
Is it?
LA or I might be San Francisco.
I don't know.
Are they gay?
God. Bite the hand that feeds. It may be a limp hand, we don't know.
If they're in LA, I'm going to go to their offices and I'm going to have a few strong words.
Is Adam in?
Yeah. Oi, Curry, over here, you're wanted. That'd be quite a laugh, actually. Just stroll in with a big pair of scissors. Right then, Curry, let's sort that fucking Barnet out, shall we?
It didn't work for John Bon Jovi, it doesn't work for him.
What didn't work for John Bon Jovi?
The bonnet.
What bonnet?
The hair.
It did work for John Bon Jovi.
Did it?
He was
Do
a
you
huge,
think?
Huge superstar and all the ladies loved his hair.
Wow.
Whereas Adam Curry
say that word.
Just looks like a girl. Let's send him this. See if he fucking plays this out on Daily Source. Fuck. Yeah, what I've realised we need for these, we don't need tights. I mean, everybody needs stockings in their lives. We just need those muffler, foam muff things, don't we? Things
oh, yeah,
that go
yeah.
over the top of them. And we've got some somewhere.
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have somewhere. This is Zombie Ghost
Train,
by the way.
What have you got that in your face for? It's like a bit dirty.
Well, you don't know where I'm keeping them.
Fair enough. Or what you use them for.
Yes.
Yes.
I use them at this time of year as knob warmers. Actually, I can get one over each bollock and one on my bell end. Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sing into that, bitch. Right, next up. Right.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it, actually. I'll tell you all about it afterwards, but I haven't put it in. I haven't even put it in yet, Tone.
In your life?
I'm a virgin. Yeah, that's come as a surprise for you, hasn't it?
It has, especially after that last thing you just said.
All that stuff I've been saying, I just made it all up.
I knew it.
I made it all up. Can you say something, Shane?
Yes. If you're on MySpace, don't forget, please do join the Punky Owners Group. Go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. On the right, just scroll down a little bit, there is a Punky MySpace group section. Just hit the link and you'll be taken to it. It's called Punky Owns. Sign in, join the group, and find beer.
And once you've done that, dream the vicious dream, baby. Yes, indeed. Now, where's my thing gone? I've just put something on my thing and it hasn't happened.
It's where you left it.
It might start now. It might start now.
Not yet.
For goodness sake.
Something fell out.
There it is.
Oh, there he is.
There it is. Did you not turn it up, Tone?
No, it was up.
Oh, it was up. It just hadn't started. This is Mustang Lightning. They've showed up a bit late. That was Goldblade, Dream the Vicious Dream, baby. Ask me why I've played Goldblade.
Why have you played Goldblade?
Well, I would perhaps direct you to my MySpace and Facebook page.
Oh, really?
In fact, yeah, because you'll see a photograph of me and Keith from Goldblade, who came to watch me at a gig in Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah. Check out my bad
Excellent.
Self.
Excellent.
Nice fella. And I promised him I'd play Goldblade on the next show. And I have done.
Oh, cool.
Fair enough.
Are they Liverpool based then? I didn't know that.
No, well, no, Manchester, Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
Well, John Robbs from, he's from Blackpool or Morecambe or something.
Okay.
He's from up that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're northwest based, Goldblade. Yeah, yeah, Keith, nice fella,
excellent.
And it was when I did Fab Cafe in Liverpool. And thank you very much to Nikki and the gang for coming down. And basically, Tazzle, go fuck yourself, because she said she was coming down. She didn't show.
Oh dear,
she didn't show. She said she'd bring loads of people. How many did she bring? Fuck all. None.
Nilch.
Huge fans of Zombina and the Skeletones in Fab Cafe.
Oh, right.
And the night before I was on there, Zombina and the Skeletones and Blue Demon were on the same bill. You know, the Undisputed Kings of fuck all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, both on the same bill the night before. Gutted.
Excellent.
I could have had a right good couple of days there. I had a great time anyway. Thanks to everyone for looking after me. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, that's about six. Ooh.
Shat yourself.
That nearly turned me into a monkey. This is Mustang Lightning. Have I mentioned that? Yeah. So, Tony, we've got some interesting news, haven't we? Do you want to tell us about the Gonads gig?
It was great.
Oh, it stinks.
Oh, thanks for that.
Christ.
Yeah, it went really well. So, Alcor played there on the 7th, which would be, a couple of weeks ago now, with Resistance 77, Apocalypse Babies, and the Gonads. And it went really well.
And the Gonads featuring...
Gonads featuring Gary Bushell.
Gary Bushell.
Yeah, Manic Esso on drums and a few others that I can't remember. That stink, does it?
It's really horrendous.
And I did get a chance to interview him.
Is this the first interview you've done with Punky?
Yes. This is the first interview I've ever done.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
And it was like the most the most famous bloke we've ever interviewed, basically, yeah. Gary Bushell. And I left you in charge.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, shall we have a listen to how you got on?
Yes, go for it.
All right, here goes.
Okay, so I'm Tony Hearn from Punky Radio. I'm here with Gary Bushell from the Gonads.
Hey.
How did you enjoy tonight? Was it all right?
We loved it.
We loved it?
We love Mansfield.
Brilliant.
We'd have been a little bit happier if the women who come up at the end said they wanted to carry our flags had come up earlier.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Sorry about that.
Not what you said when we were that.
So, currently, the Gonads are a mixture of some really famous Oi legends. Is this the best ever lineup you've had?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt?
Without a doubt, this is the best lineup of the Gonads.
Brilliant. And is this part of a tour, or...?
Well, it's a sort of like a staggering tour. We stagger one gig every month. We will be doing Ipswich next month, and we will be doing London in February and Essex in April.
What date's Ipswich?
Which is the Friday the 4th of January.
4th of January?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not far then.
No.
Okay, so the Gonads, have they got a website?
Absolutely, we've got two websites.
Okay.
We've got the-gonads.co.uk and myspace/thegonads.
Brilliant!
Not only that,
I've got a bit more time.
We've got more than 5,000 friends on the Gonads.
You're more than 5,000 friends?
On MySpace. So if all these bastards bought our records, we would be able to afford more drinks.
Yeah, because that's the problem, isn't it? We can't afford more drinks.
Well, it's just the problem. It's the only thing we care about is how drunk we can get. And at the moment, it's not enough.
Yeah, that's true. But, hey, you are the founding father of Street Punk. One of the founding fathers of Street Punk. Have you seen many new bands? And do you enjoy still seeing them?
Yeah, I still do like to see new bands. I saw a band when I went down to see Rancid in Brighton, and they were supported by a band from Leeds, I think, called Guns on the Roof.
I
liked it very much. I saw a band from Portsmouth called The Fallen, and they're all about 15, and they're really good.
It's always the case. Yeah, the young ones are brilliant nowadays.
Yeah, there's a lot of good bands about. I just fear for them because the industry so fucked up now, so screwed up, isn't it?
Yeah. What's all that about? I mean,
it might be my age, but I just hate all the downloading thing. I just think it kills it.
Yeah.
I think it's a con. I think it's a con.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're buying is the right to listen to a song. It's all nebulous. You've got nothing at the end of it. You haven't got a fucking 7-inch vinyl. You haven't got a CD.
No.
You've got the right to listen to something. Well, that's fine, I expect. I mean, I expect I'm really out of touch with reality, but to me, I'd much rather go and buy a fucking Kings of Street Punk album than download it.
Well, yeah, totally. But then again, bands like Led Zeppelin or something are getting resurgence in the charts because they're getting in the top 40.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In some respects, it's sort of, yeah.
It's very hard. I think it's harder now, bizarrely, it's harder now than ever for a band to break through. Because, you know, when I started writing about music in the late 70s, it was a fantastic time. You could go out in London, you could go out every night and see four great bands, and we did. And I could go around the country and I'd find great bands, or I'd see great bands. And now it's much harder. Now it's much harder to get noticed because you haven't got the music, Chris. And it seems to me to be more corporately controlled. The bands that are getting signed, it's more controlled. And the ones that aren't signed, it's all quite haphazard what get listens to.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. It's a very strange world.
So if you see a great young band like Alcohol, where can they go? Where can they go?
We support the Gonads and things like that.
Well, they're
who were
thank
they?
God for the Gonads.
Yeah. Thank God for them. They were great.
Yeah, that's what I like.
So, but finally, A, have you got a message for the fans? And B, should St. George's Day be a national holiday and why?
Well, our message for fans is if you want us to play near you, just let us know because we're up for it.
And exactly.
We're not doing it for money. We're doing it because we like doing it.
And
of course the Georgia Day should
be. Of course it should.
Of course it should.
But why?
Why? Because why shouldn't we have one day a year when it's okay to say, we like being English. The English haven't got a bad history. I think we're quite, you know, of all the people in the world, I think we had quite a good history. We've got a decent history. We've done more.
Of course we do.
In every level, we've done a lot of great things, and it just seems a shame to me that we don't. We seem ashamed to have acknowledged that.
Be ashamed of our history and past and things. But
it isn't normal people. It's that. It's the left-wing intelligentsia. It's like George Orwell said all those years ago, we've got the only intelligentsia in the world who are ashamed of their own history. And so we would rather curl up in embarrassment than say, actually, the British Empire weren't that bad. And the English people did. I mean, we're not as xenophobic as the French. Yeah. We're not as militaristic as the Germans. We've done a lot of great things.
Yeah.
And you can see that because where the British Empire did touch people's lives, they've still got an affection for us. You speak to people in India now, most of them would still say, yeah, we you know, British Raj was a benevolent factor.
Yeah.
And it is. I'm not saying we should go out and conquer the world again, but don't beat ourselves up about it because, to be honest with you, our ancestors would be shoved up chimneys. We weren't benefiting from it anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being English. And we should be proud about what we
do. Everyone celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Why not St. George's Day?
Absolutely right. What we need is some breweries to come on board and actually get behind St. George's Day and say, you know, encourage people to celebrate it. And in the South we've got them. We've got people like Churchill Breweries and people like that. And I'm sure in the North there's equivalent. So
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, if we could play one Going Out song, which I think we possibly could do if we get the rights, maybe, which one would you like us to play?
What would you... Well, I mean, I really am absolutely at your disposal. Whatever song you'd like to do...
Whatever song we like. My favourite song is Oi at the minute, but which one do you like?
My favourite song is actually a cover, because we didn't write it. Alcanor? Yeah, which was written by... I used to manage a band called The Blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bonnie, Connie Smith and Jamie,
uh-huh.
who unfortunately died a couple of years ago. And I love that song. Please, by all means, do that.
I'm sure we can.
Oh, you can do it. Please do.
Mr. Guy Bushell, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I wish I was a messer upon a bitch in hell. I swagger up to planet Earth in time for the last bell. And if they wouldn't serve me, I'd cut them with my blade. Come and alcohol. I'm getting pissed and then I'm getting laid. I'm an alcohol. An alcohol. Come with us and we're having fucking made. Jupiter, rock me way to Mars. Copulate with Venus, get swagged on a Mars. And if they wouldn't serve me, I'd cut them with me blade. Come on, Alcanotes, and Alcanotes. Come with us and we're having fucking made. I'm an Alcanotes, we're all Alcanotes. We're getting pissed and then we're getting laid. I'm an empty baby for a bunker up your own. I'll be up there like a mole. I'm an empty baby, I'll catch your face. I'm the crunchiest cut in space. Be real space!
means alive physics.
So that was Alkanaut.
Yes.
By the Gonads.
By the Gonads.
And you've actually bought that song, haven't you?
I have for iTunes.
Bought it off
yeah.
iTunes because we couldn't get hold of a track. So you had to. Basically, not only did you have to do an interview for the first time, but then how much did you have to spend? 79p.
79 pence.
79 pence.
Yes.
That interview has cost you.
I know.
And
but hey, first interview, and not at all drunk.
And an awful lot of self esteem.
A little bit, isn't it? Just. Yeah.
No, well done. First ever interview, Tony. Well done.
Thank you.
Will you be sucking Gary off again?
Probably. Just handily for the first
Gary,
few days.
You're so brilliant. And it's like, I wrote the questions for you.
You did.
And I thought you were going to take them with you.
No.
But you didn't. You learned them.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but you did. Fair play. You got them in the right order as well.
Kind of, yeah.
I am impressed. I am impressed, though.
Yeah.
I am impressed. Now then.
Thank you.
Will we be hearing from the Gonads again? In the future?
I don't know. I hope so.
Did Mr. Bushell...
No.
Was he remotely interested in us?
Don't think so.
Fair enough.
It was kind of like, okay, cheers, bye.
Right, thanks a lot. See you later.
But I did get a free packet of crisps from the backstage area.
Oh, Tony. So,
easily bought.
What a rider.
Thank you very much. It was 6 packets of crisps and fruit and some cans of lager.
Home bargains today. Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Last Saturday... Well, last Friday and Saturday, I was in Northwich and Chester.
Yeah.
Northwich I'd never been to before. Northwich, which is part of a triptych of towns, Northwich, Middlewich and Nantwich. Right? Yeah. Why it's not called Southwich, I don't know. If anyone knows what Nant means, maybe you could email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, this is what Nantwich means. Because there's Northwich, I get that, that's the witch at the north.
Right.
And there's Middlewich, that's the witch in the middle. And then there's Nantwich. What the fuck is... What is going on there?
Maybe there's one called Nant.
You see, there's Little Wymondley and Great Wymondley near me in Hitchin, right?
Yeah.
Right? Little Wymondley, though, is actually bigger than Great Wymondley. But I've had a fuck in the toilets of the Green Man in Great Wymondley, so it's great. So if anyone wants to know why it's called... I assume everyone has. Which is why it's become known as Great Wymondley.
Sounds yeah. a place to go.
Yeah, I'm not a virgin. I am a virgin.
Okay.
In my imagination, I've had a fuck in the toilet. So it really doesn't matter anymore. It was 20 years ago, for fuck's sake. And besides, the lady was a foreigner. That's Shakespeare.
Okay.
No, and besides, it was abroad or something like that. I think it's something.
All right.
It was the idea of being in another country. It didn't count.
Got you.
Shakespeare was a bit of a lad, wasn't he?
It was, wasn't he?
It was on holiday.
Different postcodes.
Cheeky Shakespeare. Anyway, do Northwich Friday night. Would have been a great gig.
Right.
Except that some bright spark armed the 450 people in the Memorial Hall, Northwich, with party blowers and whizzing, screaming balloons.
Oh,
which
no.
really made it easy for us comedians. It was still quite a good show. It was still all right. And I was on with Archie from Ballymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is part one of 3 very funny photographs I have, because I had the photograph taken with him so I could show my nephew and niece that I knew Archie from Ballymore.
Nice.
It's called Miles Jupp. Good comic. Nice fella, crucially, nice fella.
Good.
So anyway, that was Friday, and then I stayed over in the hotel, and then, because I only had to get to Chester the next day, which is 15 miles from Northwich. So I got to Chester really early, parked up, I thought, well, I'll do some Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
I've got to do some Christmas shopping, so I went out. I'm going to tell you what I bought in a bit, but I thought I'd take some photographs of Chester. Historic old town, goes back to, it predates Roman times. It was built up by the Romans, wasn't it? It was a Roman town on the River Dee.
Yeah,
beautiful city, beautiful place. And I was taking some photographs when two girls in their pants walked past me. Now it was fucking cold,
right,
but right in the middle of Chester city centre, a new lap dancing club called the Platinum Lounge. Right?
Right.
They're handing out flyers right by the charity brass band, right? And one of them was dressed up as Santa's sexy little helper,
right,
in a little green imp sort of thing. And the other one was just in a satin red bra and briefs and a big fur coat on. And I just said to him, listen, I'm taking photos of the main sights in Chester. You're far and away the best thing I've seen so far. Pose there, lady. I went, yeah, all right. And then I spoke to the geezers. I said, listen, man, do you mind about this? I'll mention it on our show. He goes, any advertisement for the Platinum Lounge is welcome.
Really?
So I went, all right, fair enough. They stopped short of inviting me down there that night.
Oh, but that's a shame.
But anyway, I'll put it on the Punky page. This, basically, some of you will already have seen what I've put on the Facebook page when you hear this, because I've done a row of three photographs on it that are just quite funny.
On your Facebook page?
On my Facebook page, you can find it, yeah, because it's... and I'll put it on my MySpace page as well, Paul B_Edwards. Because it's... basically, it's a photograph of two quails that that are my latest roasting.
Yeah.
Then a picture of me and Archie from Ballamore. And then two lap dancing chicks dressed up as Santa and a naughty little helper in the middle of Chester. It's a marvellous triptych. Yeah, so anyway, I've been getting into my wildfowl, as you know, regular listeners, haven't I? In recent times, I have roasted a partridge, and which is quite festive, and a guinea fowl, yeah. Pheasant. I've had wood pigeon breasts. What else have I had?
That's about it, isn't it?
Partridge, pheasant, guinea fowl, wood pigeon breasts, two quails the other night. I did a whole duck. And now, my Christmas shopping, here goes. I've topped the lot here. This beats unicorn, right? I am top. This beats phoenix, which are self-basting.
Yeah.
Flame grilled.
Yeah.
Right. I go shopping in Chester to get Christmas shopping. This is what I bought. This is what I bought after seeing the ladies. Right. This is what I bought for other people in Chester.
Okay.
I bought an SG copy guitar for myself.
Yeah.
I bought a fibre optic Christmas tree for myself. I started a cheese war in the indoor market, right, which I'm really quite proud of. Basically, there's two cheese stalls next to each other, and I went up to one of them and I said, "What's the weirdest cheese you've got?" And they went, "That." I went, "How much is it?" And they went, "That much." And I said, "The other one, here, how much would you charge me for this cheese?" And they went, "We'll charge you this much." And I went, "Yeah, can you beat that?" And started a cheese war, and then when things couldn't get any weirder, I bought a mallard. I was just going past his butchers and they said, "Mallard? Yeah. I'll roast that fucker. Give me a green duck any day of the week." So anyway, I was a bit worried because it was frozen. I was a bit worried that my frozen mallard was going to defrost. Not in these temperatures.
No,
it's
way.
In the boot. It's more effective than the fucking freezer. It's like,
that's true.
So anyway, I've got a frozen mallard to enjoy tomorrow night. I shall be roasting that.
Nice.
And I shall be roasting it with... roast potatoes, roast parsnips, I think.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes. And I was thinking about... Actually, even though I'm not a big fan of cabbage...
Yeah.
That very dark green cabbage. Those
not
dark,
spinach. Not really dark.
Oh, spinach is a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do spinach instead. Yeah. And I'll roast some other vegetables in there as well. So I'm having Lindburn and Georgie over.
Oh, yes.
You see, because Lindburn's got a new job, and he changed his phone number, and he didn't tell me about it.
Right.
I thought he was my mate. Turns out he's not. Yeah, so anyway, eventually phones up, and then he said, "How's it going?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Do you want to come in tomorrow night?" He went, "No, not really." I went, "I've got a mallard." He went, "I'm in the car." So, yeah, anyway, so the gigs last weekend were good. My gigs this week are in Newcastle.
Okay.
I'm Newcastle, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but they only sold 6 tickets for Wednesday, so they've cancelled it.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, my mate Graham will be at one of the gigs because he left his shirt at my house, and I've got to take him some breadsticks.
Okay.
Hey, some people take Coles to Newcastle. I'm a bit more middle class. Breadsticks and stripy shirts. That's what I take to Newcastle. Yeah, at the Hyena, Leeds Lane. Who do you think I am? You?
Especially.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And what have you got coming up this week?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just finishing Christmas shopping and work. Right. And getting rid of my holiday.
And have you successfully bought any Christmas shopping for people yet?
Yes.
You have, I haven't.
Yeah, I've done.
I've bought myself a fibre optic Christmas tree.
I've got most of my family sorted now.
Cheese.
SG.
SG and a mallard. But Emily loved him. Last track tonight, yeah? I'll tell you what, next week's show, the Christmas special, we've got some cracking music on it. And we've got two rubbish songs.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The Bonevilles, Hardtail Lurgan Blues, this little EP that Andy sent us over. Yeah, Motor Sounds Records. I don't think we've played track 4, Army of One. I think we've played Hardtail Lurgan Blues, and we've played one more nail out of Rock and Roll's Coffin. That's what I think we've played off this so far.
We've definitely played the lead track. I can't remember what else.
Well, I think we've played One More Nail Out of Rock and Roll's Coffin.
Okay.
I don't think we've played Army of One. This isn't available.
Oh.
It's out of... It's sold, done, dusted, done, printed. Dusted. And I've got a signed copy, so fuck yeah. You. Yeah. And okay. Yeah, so and I am planning to go over there at some point. I'm going to go and check out Lurgan, aren't I?
You are.
Which I've been spelling wrong for quite... I'll do it sometime next year when I'm not busy in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And Pineda Del Mar next June for the Cycle Blue meeting. And St. Louis in Kansas City in Grantham. Probably end up in Grantham. I do most years. So anyway, this is the Bonebills. They were formerly the Motor Sounds, and then he realised that was the name of his record label.
Right, okay.
Thought he'd better change the name. Twat. So this is Army of One, isn't it? Yeah. What do they need us? What do they need us? For the money, hand it over. Within a country, within a company. Gonna break away. Gonna break away from Army of One. Army of One. Gonna break away. Gonna break away. Is a good track, isn't it?
It's nice.
That is a very, very good song indeed. That was the Bonebills and Army of One, taken from Hardtail Lurgan Blues, which is unavailable, so tough. I've got one. I think they... I don't know, you might be able to get the things to their MySpace page. Okay. We didn't even do that MySpace page, did we?
Don't think so.
What's the Bonebills MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBonebills.
Yeah, it is. And what's the Gonads MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheGonads.
Right. Should we call it a draw?
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember what's going on. What was Goldblades? Didn't do that either, did we?
MySpace.com/Goldblades.
Yeah, you probably won it, actually.
There you go.
4-2, I think.
Right.
Well done. Make sure you check out all the bands on this week's show. They are brilliant. Next week's show, the Christmas special. Don't forget that we want you to start thinking about or preparing yourselves for New Year's Eve twattery.
That's right.
In the cattery.
That's okay.
Yeah. And and if you're in a dog's home specialising in flat face little wrinkly fuckers, it could be buggery in the puggery. Do try and get up to see me in Newcastle this week if you're around. The Hyena on Leeds's Lane. Tony's doing fuck all, but you might catch him Christmas shopping.
Probably.
I will be out and about in Newcastle doing. I did my Christmas shopping in Newcastle last year as well.
Okay.
Seeing as Chester's clearly not a decent destination for me to do it, I just end up with cheese and mallard, a fiber optic Christmas tea and a rather nice new SG copy, which has already
sounds good actually.
It's already been road tested. I'm quite pleased. Vote for us, Podcast Alley, never stop. And I've forgotten to mention Canardan and iTunes. If you are Canardan, please do leave us an iTunes review before Christmas,
right?
Because we've got a couple of little ladies somewhere in Ontario that are going to read them out and send them
excellent
as a sound file. They'd only had, there were only two for them to do, So they said they didn't want to do them to them more. So if you are Carnarvon, then please do leave us an iTunes review.
Excellent, yes.
Is there anything else we've got to do this week?
Don't think so.
Well done to Phil for winning the Granovac competition. You should get your T-shirt about 2011. Yeah. I'll blame anything.
Email your twats to me, tony@punkradio.com. Poach Corner, it's been a while.
It has been a while. Let's have a New Year poem as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog! I'll poog! And I'd like some tights.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.